Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Schadenfreude, a Love Story. Me, the Germans, and 20 years of attempted transformations, unfortunate miscommunications, and humiliating situations that only they have words for. By Rebecca Schumann. Narrated by Krista Lewis. Author's note. The following is a work of nonfiction. All events are true as I remember them, though I am unapologetically prone to indiscriminate hyperbole, and some dialogue is approximated due to the passage of time. Most names and many identifying details have been changed, and some individuals are composites to further protect their identities. A small number of scenes in the chapters Schriftverkehr, Ereignis, and Schadenfreude have appeared in a different form in Slate and on my personal website. All translations from the German are my own.
"Give it up, give it up," he said,
and turned away with a great swing of his body, like a man who wants to be alone with his laughter. Franz Kafka. 1. Jugendsünde. Noun. Teenage folly, from youth and sin. Example. Among the most egregious of her Jugendsünden was the intellectual gravitas she granted to Pinky in the brain. Dylan Gellner wasn't German. He was a non-practicing half-Jew from Oregon, just like me. But all of this is still largely his fault, or rather my fault for falling in love with him. The first time I ever heard of Dylan Gellner was at the beginning of senior year, when he became a house